How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
It's going great for you.
Better than it was a couple hours ago.
How was it? Down two against anybody in the third period is a difficult hole, obviously against Carey Price, what he was playing too. What was the vibe on the bench though? It seemed like the guys had done,
third was our best period. And we started, it was one of those things. Montreal's good at protecting leads. They've got the big guy back there in net, and they just, they kept chipping pucks out, and we need to sustain some zone time because we didn't have a lot of shots in the first, 7 or 8 minutes. But I thought we started to potentially wear down their D a little bit. They were starting to make some mistakes, and we were kind of feeling it a little bit, and then Victor gets that big goal for us, and once he got that one, we grew a little bit on the bench, and after that, I thought we finished really strong.
Easy to say in retrospect, but how did it feel to have Cooch and Pulak?
Well, triplets were outstanding tonight. I thought they were the best line on the ice, and the stat sheet's going to show that, but they did everything we watched him do for the last few years now. And you always worry about guys in the first game back, but it was, we don't have 2 points tonight. And I thought they were big all over the ice, and when we needed them the most, they came through.
You said this morning that those guys were phenomenal, but it's hard to expect them to pick up right where they left off on the comeback. Was how good they played tonight surprising?
To be honest, that was as good as I've seen them play this year. And you need the guys that have come through for you before and in the past to come through for you. And when you're short, as our lineup is up front, they came through for us, and they've done it time and time again. And hopefully, this just jump starts them.
Cooch had a breakaway there on that call. What was your view on the too many? I don't know if you think people were coming off.
I don't know. I think you kind of know what my view was. That's it. I'm not the one in charge of the call.
What was your view of Matthew Pekka in this play?
Oh, he was. It's fun watching these guys play their first game, but he was another one that got stronger as the game went on. He's got speed, and when he's skating, he can be really effective. And I think, he's probably a little, a little bit in awe when you first play your first couple shifts. But he, when he really got his legs moving, I thought he did a great job for us. He was, he helped.
Even with the game immediately tomorrow, how far can a comeback be?
Ooh, it's a what have you done for me lately league. So by the time 7:30 starts tomorrow, it's not going to matter too much, but we're 2 points farther ahead than we were, a couple hours ago, and that's what you need to do. And it's, you have a bad loss, you got to turn the page, and you have a good win like we did tonight. You want to hold on to that feeling, but you have to understand, the way we progressed in this game, that we have to carry that into tomorrow, and we just can't hang our hat on what happened tonight.
John, could you just kind of address the decision to sit for that out
tonight? Val will be back in tomorrow. He missed a meeting this morning, and in the end, Val's an unreal pro, and admired his everything he does. Made a mistake. That's it.
That had been a hard decision, though.
It's an extremely hard. It's an extremely hard decision. But we're all in this together, and he knows that. And until he brought it up, I completely forgot about it. So it'll be nice to pencil him back in tomorrow.
That's what happened when you win a game.
Yeah.
Along the lines, you got with the speed card, you kill off the penalty. How big was that going into the 3-on-3 on top?
Well, those are just penalties you have to kill off. And it's no secret our PK's struggle has been a little up and down of late. But that was a monster kill. Special teams obviously became a big part of the game as we got the power play goal to tie the game, and then to kill that one off in the last 3 minutes. Not only kill it off, but to do what we did. We had scoring chance after scoring chance, and who knows, it happened so late before overtime. We kind of carried that momentum from that penalty kill in, and Johnny makes that's a big time shot against a big time goalie. And But we've watched Johnny do that on a number of occasions.
Vladdy okay?
I don't know. He'll be reevaluated, and Braden Point too couldn't finish the game, so it's just kind of seems apropos with the way things are going for us. So we'll see tomorrow.
Need more call-ups by tomorrow?
Probably.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
That smirk almost made me.